Previously on Bates Motel.
I am dead. And why am I pretending to be dead? So I could get away from everyone. Everything that could distract me from you.
Oh, hi.
Who is she?
Mother, she's married.
You can't have other people, not especially women.
Need a room for a few hours.
Your name?
David Davidson.
You let me know if I can do anything else for you, Mr. David Davidson.
I'm sorry to hear your parole got denied.
Two more years. That's all I care about.
Mother, I have someone else's wallet, and I don't know how I got it. Do you ever have the feeling that you've had the same nightmare over and over again, but that you can't remember it?
Turn it off. Someone's going to hear you.
Jim? Jim?
Yeah.
Thunder bombers have finally left the area. It is 68 degrees and partly sunny in Bend, with another chance of rain on Saturday. And this is a weather pattern that is looking to really continue over the next couple of days.
Got a visitor.
Hey, Sheriff. How's life? I'm here because you were worried about me. It was really kind of you to send your friend to see how I'd been getting along. But as you can see, I'm quite all right.
You are, huh?
You know something? Don't think I am unsympathetic to your plight. I know what it's like to be locked up somewhere, being watched all the time, because you put me in such a place. Do you remember?
That was your mother's decision.
Uh-uh. Don't lie. That is a lie. It was you. It was you. It was your way of trying to get rid of me. And I'm still alive.
For now.
Great seeing you, Sheriff.
I'm coming for you when you least expect it, so don't get too cozy up at that house all by yourself.
Decided to move on. You said you didn't think it'd be good for him to live here, even though he'd love to be near us. He left a note this time.
Yeah, I talked to him.
What did you say?
It's basically the stuff that we talked about. How much pressure it would put on your relationship with Katie. He knows you love him. And he gets it, Dylan.
I feel terrible. And relieved. And I feel terrible that I feel relieved. I mean,
it's not your fault. You can't fix something that happened before you were born. And you've done the best you possibly could with it. It's... We're trying to live a life in the sun here. No secrets. It's a good path. Let's just try and stay on it.
Okay.
God, I know how hard it is. I feel the same way about my mom. I wish Katie could know her. And Caleb. But I just don't think it's in anyone's best interest. Katie will be short on grandparents, but at least she'll live in a honest, open world. Especially between us.
I hope so.
Norm, are you home? Norma? Norma? And Norma? Norma?
Watch.
Well, what, bitch?
Norman?
Yes?
If you're Norman, your coffee's sitting here.
Sorry. Thanks.
No problem.
So good to see you. Do you get some coffee here, too?
Well, yeah, it's right across the street.
I guess it is.
Hey, I'm sorry you couldn't come to the meeting, but I can fill you in on all the ideas that came out of it, a lot of them about preserving the architectural history of the village.
Well, I love that, preserving the architectural history of the village.
Hey, can I be really nosy and pushy for a second? And if you hate it, you can tell me to stop, okay?
Okay.
Can I set you up with someone?
I don't really do that sort of thing, you know?
I get it. I really do. You know, the truth is I just thought it would be fun for all of us.
All of us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've gotten to know this nice girl, Joanne. She's helping me with my story website. She's single and says she never meets anyone. She's really cute and nice. You're really cute and nice. My husband doesn't know many people here, and I'm trying to get him to see how cool this place is. And, you know, meet the locals. I thought it would be a win-win. And a chance for us to get to know each other better, too. What do you think?
Well, I think if you're going, then it's different.
You're a bit of a flirt, aren't you?
Am I?
Yeah, you are.
Hey, babe, what's taking so long?
Yeah, sorry, I just got caught up. This is Norman Bates. He owns the Bates Motel right outside of the village.
Nice to meet you. What was the name?
Sam Loomis.
Nice to meet you, Sam Loomis.
I'm setting Norman up with Joanne Carlson.
Who's Joanne Carlson?
You know that woman who's been totally redesigning our website?
Oh, right.
You met her like twice. Sam's head is still in Seattle.
My business is there. I'm finishing up some real estate development. Oh.
Sounds exciting, Sam.
See, we're gonna have so much to talk about. Why don't we see tonight? See 7 at the Temple Street Bar?
I would love to have dinner with you and meet your friend.
Great. It's a date.
Great.
See you later.
See ya.
Alex Romero, inmate number 849452, cell block 5, cage 63. Serving 5 years on a trumped up perjury beef.
What happened? Did someone find out you're a cop?
Apparently. can't hide the truth forever. Inmates talk. Found out I was an ex-cop. And shot me. Maybe I need to talk to my lawyer.
I would.
Le livre est sur la table.
Mother, who are you talking to?
Hi, Norman. I'm studying French.
The bedroom is blue. La chambre est bleue.
La chambre est bleue.
Why?
Oh, I figured just because I'm trapped in this house doesn't mean my mind has to stagnate.
Red. Rouge.
Rouge.
The cherry is red. La cerise est rouge.
La cerise est rouge.
By the way, where have you been all day? I was up at 7, you were already gone.
Oh, yeah, I just had a few errands to run. Oh, in fact, I should maybe get back to the office.
Traitor. Traître.
Traître.
The traitor was hung. Le traître a été pendu.
What kind of French course is this?
Where were you really today?
The village.
For 6 hours?
I went to see Romero in prison.
Why? To tell him that you know he sent someone to kill you and you're still alive?
Basically, yes.
That's kind of dumb. I mean, wouldn't it be better to let him think that you're dead so he leaves you alone?
Mother, he is going to get out someday and we have to deal with it. He thinks that I killed you. Remember, he is crazy. And so I just went to make sure he was never going to mess with me ever again.
I can handle him when he gets out.
Are you saying you're going to kill him? Mother, do you still have feelings for him?
Hello? Norman?
Oh, it's just Chick.
Oh, that guy, he's so annoying. I have to hide every time he comes over.
I know, Mother, but he's been nice to me, okay? He's helped me out with things around the house.
Norman?
Coming!
Besides, okay, it's necessary. I have one friend for you. It makes things look normal. You've just got to deal with it.
To be dead isn't as much fun as I thought it would be.
Sorry, Chick.
Yeah, I just came by to check on you. Yeah, a bad time? Never mind, it's just an expression. I'm here. I brought these for you. They're fresh.
Well, they look delicious. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Lady Anne's. Picked them from my neighbor's tree. Moving out of that place, you can't afford it. So, I thought you gotta pick while the picking's good, right?
That's what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chick. Yeah. Really.
But it's just, that's actually not why I came. I wanted to show you something. Come on, take a look. I have a business proposition for you.
Let's go in the basement.
Basement it is. Went to Peregrine. Fastest moving creature on record. Still pretty rare, though.
She's stunning.
So here's what I'm thinking. I bring you these specimens. And you turn them into art. I might help you sell them.
You really think someone will buy them?
You got quite a talent. Your technique is superlative. I know an art dealer in Portland. He specializes in the uncommonality. She's showcased some of my work.
Well, it would be nice for others to appreciate these beautiful animals, and I could sure use the space.
So we'll do a 50-50 split?
50-50?
Look, normally an art dealer gets 50 just for showing the piece. I'm getting 50 by bringing you the specimens, by repping you, plus providing you the art dealer. The fact of the matter is that I'm broke. Caleb crippled my hands and my body. I can't work on my own. I need the money, Norman.
I understand.
How's that freezer working out for you?
It's working much better. Thanks for fixing it, staying cold.
That's good to hear.
Pair of Eurasian jays.
Beautiful.
So we'll give this a go then? Partner?
We'll give it a go.
Welcome to King's Motel. What brings you to town?
I'm just visiting my sister.
Of course. Which credit card will you be using today?
Cash.
Cash is fine. Who's your sister?
Norma Bates.
What? When was the last time you talked to her?
I don't know, like a year and a half ago. Been out of the country. Why?
Right. I hate to be the one to tell you this, but your sister, she passed away. It was a terrible tragedy.
What are you talking about? No, she didn't. I was just with her son. He would have said something.
I don't know what to tell you. Look, she died. She committed suicide. It made the local news. I'm so sorry you had to hear about it this way.
Ah, Mr. Davidson. You need a room again for a few hours?
No, I came to see you. This double date. I just came by to see what kind of a man you are.
I'm not sure we have the same dictionary definition.
I'm not gonna stand here and explain myself to you. All I can tell you is stay out of it.
You're right, it's none of my business. I barely know you or your wife. But man to man, Sam, you don't care much for her, do you?
See, the thing is, Norman, I'm a nice guy. I am. But in spite of that, I'm perfectly willing to kick your ass across that gravel out there if you breathe a word about this to my wife. Do we understand each other?
I think so.
Don't screw with me.
Mother, are you smoking?
I'm dead. It's not like it's gonna kill me. Don't do that. I'm bored. I can smoke if I want to.
No, you can't. You can't smoke. You're just trying to punish me. Seriously, Mother, it's childish. Is this silliness because we were talking about Romero?
No. What?
Do you still love him?
No.
He sent someone here to kill me. You remember that, right?
Where are you going?
Business meeting?
You seem really into business meetings lately.
Please don't be childish, Mother. It's boring. It's important for us to keep a presence in the community. And I didn't even go to the last one. We were busy, as you may recall.
I recall.
I'll be back in a few hours. And we'll spend some time together, I promise. Just don't get yourself in such a state listening to this music. And don't smoke.
Okay.
I started in the theater department. I wanted to be a stage actor more than anything, but I never got cast. And my dad kept telling me that no one was going to cast me and I needed another job. He said that the last thing this world needs is another actor. And I was like, thanks, asshole.
Parents don't always know.
Mine didn't. We don't talk anymore. He's a dick.
So, then you decided to go into computer programming.
Yeah. I don't really like it, but I'm kind of good at it, so.
You're amazing at it. Norman, you should see the website she's making for us.
Oh, it's easy with you. You're artistic.
Oh, I know she is, just from being in her shop.
Our shop.
Hmm. Yes, of course, Sam. It's just you're never there.
Well, my business is in Seattle. It wasn't my idea to move, but we're getting it figured out.
I know. We will. Oh, and we're out.
Excuse me. Could we get another bottle of the Chateau de Marguerite?
You have such a good French accent. Do you speak French?
Oh, no. I just listen to French movies sometimes.
With subtitles?
Mm-hmm.
I hate subtitles. I'm like, am I watching this or reading it, you know?
Yeah, I don't have the patience to get through most movies. I guess I'm more of a doer.
Hmm. What is it you're always doing, Sam?
Real estate.
Sam's working on a couple of houses he's flipping.
Oh, that's right, house flipping.
He made some good money from it, but he knows the market way better in Seattle than the market here. So, as a result, I spent a lot of time at the hardware store by myself.
You can handle it.
Yeah, again, it's all gonna be good.
My mother used to say that.
She did? Well, she was right.
I heard about your mother. I'm sorry.
What happened?
She passed away not too long ago.
She killed herself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thanks. It was a while ago.
I'm really glad you came out tonight. Thank you.
I'll be right back.
Thank
business meeting, huh?
For the love of God, Mother, what are you doing here?
I could just as easily ask you that question.
Mother, I'm not the one who's supposed to be dead. I mean, what if someone saw you in here?
No one did, it's fine. By the way, when did you start lying to me?
Am I lying to you, Mother? I just got trapped in a company this dinner. Okay, Madeline wanted me to meet her friend. I've got no interest in her friend, but I didn't want to be rude. It just seemed easier to go to the dinner than insult her.
Well, I'm glad you're thinking of everyone else's feelings.
Mother, you're overreacting. Okay, but right now, we need to leave. Come on, let's go. Let's go, Mother. Out. We can't risk you walking back through the restaurant.
That is ridiculous.
No, Mother, what's ridiculous is a dead woman walking through a restaurant where she might be spotted by any number of people who know her.
I didn't see any people I know. I looked.
Father, just go out the window. Take the keys. Get in the back of the car and lay down so no one can see you. I will be done with dinner soon. Just wait for me.
Norman, do you still like me?
Yes. Mother, yes, I still like you. Then go!
Given what happened, I can go to a circuit judge and effectively argue that your life is in jeopardy in here, and that it was punitive to ever put you in a medium security prison based on a perjury charge. I should be able to get you to a work farm.
Okay. Well, I'd like to be moved. When I came here, I was so devastated about losing my wife, I didn't care. But now I need to stay alive and well. I have a responsibility to take care of the son that she left behind. So, yeah, I'd like to be transferred.
I'll file the transfer request.
Okay.
Until then, just relax. For God's sake, try not to piss anybody else off.
I'll do my best.
It's hard laying down back there.
Mother, get back down now. People I was having dinner with are just a few cars away. They might see you.
She looks like me. Why are you having dinner with someone who looks like me?
I don't think she looks like
you. She's like me, but 10 years younger. Are you going to be one of those guys?
Mother, it was just a friendly little dinner. What are you doing?
I'm going out.
No, Mother, you can't.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Bourbon. Neat.
How's your night going?
Almost going.
I'm just sick of my job.
I hear you. What do you do?
I'm a caretaker for a mentally ill person.
Wow. That's a tough gig.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
And I don't think he likes me that much anymore. It makes the job a lot harder. I'm like, what the hell am I doing this for?
Personal satisfaction? I spend a lot of time alone. Or getting him out of problems he creates
by not listening to me. You know, and I just don't like having to do these things.
It's just getting to me. I need to get out more, see real people.
I'm gonna have to start cutting my hours.
I admire that you do that work. I'm sure it means a lot to the guy you're taking care of. Even if he can't articulate it.
He can't.
Not lately.
Hit me.
Even though she wasn't there, except in his mind, she was dead. But what did that matter? How different is that from any relationship? How much do we project onto our mates? And why the hell do we need so much anyways? Is happiness, in a sense, all just a creation of the mind?
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world.
Look, don't mess with me. You don't mess with me right now.
That's funny. You're saying that to somebody who you beat the crap out of, left for dead, stole all their money, and ruined their life. That's funny.
Yeah, you're funny. You're forgetting about the part where you almost got me and my son killed.
Dylan, Norma's kid. Your kid.
Don't you dare talk about her like that, or I will kill you.
We don't have to talk about how you raped your sister.
I don't care if we are in public, okay? You say your name again like that, and I will kill you. I will kill you.
Okay. Good, good.
Holy shit. You just found out.
Sleeping the hell long, right? You have no idea about anything.
Wait. Wait.
She won't kill herself. I told her.
You told who?
Norma. I warned her about her kid.
What about Norman?
I told her. He was gonna snap someday. She didn't listen to me.
Maybe you don't know Norman the way that you think you do.
He's not getting away with it, no.
away! I know what you did! Norman!
Well, now you know, chick. I'm still alive.